So you do you think the Earth is flat?
I do, and
Cool.
evolution, in terms of species adapting to their environment, I do agree with that. But growing another leg or growing hands or looking different, that's not true. And Big Bang Theory, there's no sufficient evidence for that too. I mean, none of it really, especially flat Earth, so much evidence for that.
So which thing do you want to talk about?
I mean, you can choose whatever you want.
sorry. Oh boy, evolution. So, what's your problem with evolution?
In terms of like evolution, when I talk about evolution, in terms of species adapting to their environment, I do agree with that. But to the point that they grow a leg or, they look different than they looked before, that's not true.
And what evidence do you have that species don't change over, haven't changed over long periods of time?
Well, that is the positive argument, positive claim. That's your positive claim. What is your evidence for that?
What are you going to say when I show you the evidence? Because I'm going to do it in about 10 seconds here.
You're going to say retroviruses and all of that?
Nope.
All right,
So
show me some evidence.
if humans evolved, what would the evidence look like?
Let's say a picture, some history of them, socializing.
You have no
Which,
idea what the evidence would look like, do you?
what do you mean, like fossil fields and stuff like that? Is that what you're talking about?
You have no idea. So humans are upright walking primates, which is pretty unique. We have the largest brains by far, and compared to other primates, we have really flat faces and small jaws. So if we evolved, it means that the oldest fossils shouldn't look like that, but they should gradually start to look more modern, right?
Well, my argument is that if evolving doesn't change our appearance,
Yeah, I
doesn't.
know that's your argument, but if we did evolve, then our appearance would change, and that's what the evidence would be, correct?
Where in history have you ever read about or
Yeah, we're getting there. I'm asking you to acknowledge that that's what the evidence would look like, right?
the evidence would look like what?
I just told you.
Can you repeat it again?
So, if we evolved, we're upright walking primates with the biggest brains and flat faces, among other things. So that would mean a long time ago, we looked different. We wouldn't have as big a brains, and we wouldn't have as flat a face as we currently do. Do you understand?
If we evolved.
Yep.
Yes, that's your claim, yeah.
Yep, we have exactly that evidence. So there you go.
My point is that how do you know that's not an ape's skull and
They
that's.
are ape skulls. We are apes. It's just that we, the ones right here, didn't used to exist. Instead, it was these different species of human. But we did
I know.
coexist with
How
some
do
of
you
them.
know they're human? How do you know they're not monkeys or gorilla?
Because we know
What's
what
different
monkey and
between.
gorilla bones look like, and we know that these are not that.
Or an ape. A gorilla or monkey style that went extinct.
Because we know what gorilla and monkey bones look like, and they don't look like these.
What do you mean?
I literally can't explain it to you any more simply
So
than
now I'm
that.
telling you, so these
How do you
bones,
know that these aren't giraffes?
because they look like gorilla, they look like apes, but they don't
They
really
are
look like.
apes. Congratulations.
Right, but they're not human.
Yes, they are.
But
Because we know what
how do you
human
know
bones
that?
look like.
Yeah, we know that, but we also
Yeah,
know.
and that's what these are. So there we go. What's your next question?
All right, if that's your evidence, if that's what you believe, if that's what you want to believe, I guess. But
Oh, we have so much more evidence than that. Do you want to talk about some more?
All right. I mean, what evidence do you have that a whale grew legs and walked on land and everything like that? That never happened? Okay, how about...
But whales did lose their legs and went into the sea.
How do you know that?
Because whales don't have hind legs. And we have the transitional fossils of them.
What? Fossils. So listen.
What?
You gotta understand that.
What?
Fossils. What? Just like the skull you have right now, they look like apes to me. The first one looks like an ape.
They are apes.
I mean, a monkey to me. And the other one,
that's because you don't know what monkeys look like.
All right. Is this like, all right, let's talk about. What other evidence do you have instead of some skull? They look like human instead of assuming they look like human, and so they are human. Or what other evidence do you have?
If evolution is true, then it means all life on the planet is related, right?
Yes.
All life on the planet is related.
Are we related with monkeys? DNA?
Yeah.
How about bananas?
Yeah, you share genes in common with bananas. Not very 70, many of them.
70%? But you do.
No.
Yes. If you believe that just because we are related to other animals, doesn't matter how close their relation is, we also relate to bananas. 70% of our DNA relates to bananas, so you have to believe that.
Does
we were
not.
Bananas before, too.
You do not share 70% of your DNA with a banana, and sharing DNA with something doesn't mean you come from it. Okay? Do you have a brother?
I know, but yeah, I do.
Do you have a brother?
I do have a brother, but you have to understand that.
When did your brother fuck your mom, and then when did she give birth to you?
What?
When did your brother fuck your mom and get your mom pregnant with you?
What does it have to do with anything?
Congratulations. Being related to something doesn't mean that you come from it. Do you understand?
But you're telling me that we can't...
Do you understand? Do you understand that being related to something doesn't mean that you come from it?
My point is, are you claiming that...
Yes, that is your point. That was your point. You said we are related to bananas, which means you have to believe you come from bananas. When did your brother fuck your mom? Never, but you're related to your brother? So, being related to something doesn't mean that you come from it. Do you understand?
But you're claiming that our ancestors were apes.
Do you understand?
That has nothing to do. That's
it has everything to do with it, because once again, you said being related to bananas means we come from bananas. That's not what it means. Do you understand?
I'm going off topic, right?
I'm not. You said this. I'm sticking to the topic. You are desperately trying to change the subject. Okay, do you understand that being related to something doesn't mean you come from it?
Yeah, I do understand that, but are you claiming that we came from apes, that our ancestors were apes?
We are apes.
Monkey-looking apes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah, we are apes, so of course we came from apes.
So we evolved from apes.
Yes.
Because we share our DNA, majority of our DNA with them.
Yeah, that
but
is the supporting evidence for the claim,
but we
yes.
We don't evolve from bananas. Doesn't matter.
Correct.
But do we share 70% of our DNA with bananas?
No, we don't. We share maybe 1% at best.
65 to 70%.
No, we do not. Unlike you, I have spoken to multiple geneticists. We do not share anywhere close to more than 1% of our DNA with bananas.
I understand, but there's two kinds of DNAs. The 98% with apes, the same DNA we share with apes, we also share with a banana.
No.
70% of.
No, we don't.
You want some? I can show you some evidence if you want.
You go ahead and find the paper that says something about proteins being approximately that similar between us and them.
Search. Do we share our DNA with banana? Did you just do a quick search? Everyone can do it. You'll find it out.
I've done this before. I wrote a goddamn book about this. Are you talking about the AI-generated answer that Google gives
share
you?
significant amount of our DNA with banana. Approximately 50%, it says.
Yeah, that's 100% wrong. I could even tell you the study that this came from and how they got it wrong.
So you're claiming that an evidence from Google. Is Google giving me the wrong evidence?
Yes, that does happen from time to time.
You know what I can do? I can say, give me a source for this, and it will give me a source. You understand, right? I can show you the source too. But I can't share my screen here. Let's talk about something else then. If you believe that the DNA argument is not sufficient enough, because we share our DNA with bananas too. Like I said, I showed you from AI Google. Usually they are correct. You're claiming they're not, so I don't know what to say to you now.
I'm saying you should do some better research. I'm aware of where this thing with bananas comes from. It's usually the numbers 40%. There was a study where they compared proteins that humans and bananas have in common. So they completely disregarded all the ones we don't have in common. They only looked at the ones we do have in common. And then they found that on average, they were 40% similar. So the proteins that bananas make that we also make are 40% similar on average. But that is absolutely no way of telling how genome-wide similar you are.
You understand, it says genetics.
Says, and it's wrong.
50% of, you're claiming that Google is wrong.
Yes, because I can get you the original study from this if you want. I would just have to look it up. I'd have to grab my book right over there, and you can look it up yourself.
I guess I can find another one for you. I mean, do you want that?
No.
You don't want it, okay. I mean, you're denying
because I've done this before.
So you've done it before. Explain to me why Google is telling me a lie then.
I just explained it to you. Could you do me a favor and Google, is the Earth flat?
That's not what we were talking about.
Could you do me a favor and Google, is the Earth flat?
I'll do it.
Is the Earth flat?
I understand, but because
Google said no. So are you denying what Google says?
I'm saying that because it goes against the narrative that is placed upon us, it will never give you the right question, the right answer. So
when it says bananas are 50% related to us, that's not the right answer. You just said that Google will never give you the right answer.
But you're denying it, right? Are you denying it?
I'm doing exactly the same thing that you did.
All right, we can. I guess if you want to deny it, me and you know it's true. But let's go back to flat Earth.